Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And on the phone with us is Chad, who is the CEO of Advance Camp. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about your camp and how it became about?
So our camp is specifically for fatherless young men. We take them on, teach them tangible trade and life skills. And it really came out of a place of need of hearing the national statistics of who ends up incarcerated, homeless, into drugs, behavioral disorders. And my heart was, what can we do to prevent them from? And so that's the baseline of where this came from is, okay, what can I apply to these young men's lives now so they don't end up on paths of destruction later?
Yeah.
And then we're obviously talking to you on the phone. Where are you located at, Chad?
I actually live in Texas, just south of Fort Worth, Texas. But I was born and raised in Dallas, Oregon. So Salem was my old stomping ground. That's where I spent most of my young years of hanging out.
So okay. you kind of like the phrase Dallas. You just went from Dallas, Oregon to Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. And it's funny because growing up, you know, if I was outside of the Dallas-Salem area, I'd tell people I was from Dallas. I'm like, oh, from Texas? I'm like, do you hear an accent? There's no
accent. So are you married? Do you have children?
So I am married. I've been married for, it'll be 12 years this July. I have 4 children as of right now. And the reason I say that, I've actually been a dad to 18 children, 15 of them foster. 3 of them biological, and 1 we just adopted. So I finally have a son. I made all girls, and then finally got a son through adoption. So
that's amazing. You know, so you and your wife just have a big heart for these children.
We do. It's really the heartbeat of our family is to serve the fatherless, regardless what that looks like, whether it be fostering, adoption, or mentoring.
Gosh, I love that so much. Do you guys have a website?
We do. It's advancedcampusa.com.
Okay, awesome. And we'll dive more into that and more into your story in the camp in our next break. So stay tuned. You guys will be back in about 30 minutes. Hang tight. And welcome Dan Bongino. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We are having a great conversation with someone from Texas.
Yes.
And it doesn't sound like it's from Texas either. Chad, you mentioned a half an hour ago when we were talking that you saw some national statistics when it comes to the fatherless houses, and that really kind of pulled at you to start something. Mm-hmm. Do you, by chance, mm-hmm. have those statistics with you?
I do. I have a huge list of them, but I can hit a couple that really laid pretty deep on my heart of why we started Advance Camp. Statistically, 90% of everybody incarcerated are men. 10% incarceration are women. Out of those 90%, 75% of those were raised without a father. Mm. So that's heavy. 63% of youth suicides, it's 5 times more likely, this is by the Health Census, Department of Health Census, it's 5 times more likely to commit suicide as a teen without a dad in the home.
Wow.
And this one hits really home, really close to home for me, being raised, born and raised in the Dallas-Salem area, being around Portland often. 90% of homeless and runaways are from fatherless homes. It's 32 times more likely to be a runaway or homeless if you came from a fatherless home.
Wow. I don't know how much you realize being there in Texas, but we have a pretty bad homeless problem here in Salem right now. And when you said that, I was just visually thinking about some of the trips I've taken around town and how many youth I see that are homeless. Mm-hmm. And it didn't dawn on me, you just said that, how many more boys I see than girls that are homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't even dawn on me until you said that.
So I actually got connected. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Chad.
Oh, I was just going to say that it really ties into also the high school dropout portion, right? It's 71% of high school dropouts and teen pregnancies come from fatherless homes. And I think that's why we end up seeing them homeless is they're not getting onto a trajectory of a career.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So I got connected with Chad because we have 2 of our nephews in our home who are fatherless. Uh-huh. And so we got one of our nephews signed up to attend his camp. And do you kind of want to go through what the camps actually offer these boys?
Yeah, so our main bottom line is prevention, right? So what we looked at is saying, hey, what's the best way to get on the right track, and that's to find purpose and value. So we teach a lot of trade skills. We do a lot of other fun stuff. We take them out fishing, we'll take them out hiking, we'll do camping, you know, RC cars, we'll do some fun stuff as well. But one of our big focuses is trade skills. So our next camp that we're doing in Oregon is actually coming up here in about a week or two, and we're teaching woodworking. And with the guy who's teaching it is in the Beaverton area, and this is what he does for a living. So he's teaching small business, and he's teaching a trade skill of woodworking. We do automotive, and those are taught by auto techs. So these guys will learn, hey, here's a trade skill, here's a career path I can go down. And so that's really the premise of what we do. Send them on a path of career, of a trade skill. I always say worst case scenario, these guys will get a new hobby and it'll keep them occupied rather than doing other stuff.
I want to dive deeper into your camp. We're almost out of time in this segment, Chad, but I want to ask you a few more questions about your camp. So tune in at half an hour, guys.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are chatting with Chad with Advance Camp. So we were talking on the last segment about how you guys have a wood workshop coming up. Do you have, like, personal stories of what these camps do for these children?
Yeah, so the neat thing about what we do is we throw such a big net of teaching all kinds of different trades and skill sets. And the neat thing is I have some young men that will click with some things and not with others. But when the thing does click, I had a gentleman in automotive camp, and the owner of the auto shop actually came up to him and set him aside and said, hey, man, I see you're really engaged in this. Is this something you like? He goes, oh, I love this. This is so much fun. He goes, I can tell that you get it. He goes, hey, come talk to my lead tech. Brought him over, talked to the lead tech, and then pulled him aside and said, hey, when you turn 16, come back to me, and I got you a job. And this guy was, like, blown away that he was getting connected with a job at, you know, 15 years old, that he had something to strive for.
Yeah.
I have a young man right now that is being trained by a amazing farrier, which is a horseshoer, trained by amazing farrier, but he's being discipled. He's being paid internship, and he's being trained that 2.5-3 years deep into his training, he'll be making six figures coming out of a below poverty level lifestyle.
Wow.
It's generational changing. Yeah.
Well, and I love the phrase you just said, generational changing. That is so powerful, especially for if you are in a generation where there's poverty has been in your family for a long time, the thought of going to college doesn't even exist for you. Mm-hmm. And yet a lot of people are making really good money in the trades, but you got to learn that trade. And so what you're doing, Chad, is just literally is changing generations for these youth. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think my nephew's super excited about, because he's attending the camp that's coming up, is because him and I were talking about it, and he's super excited to go connect with other boys that are going through similar situations where there's not a dad in the home. And he is a guy's guy, or he wants to be a guy's guy, where he wants to be hands-on and work with wood. And you don't get very many opportunities to give those kids these opportunities. So it's just amazing what you guys are doing.
Well, when we come back in a half an hour, Chad, make sure and let our listeners know, you know, how you're funded as an organization. Do they pay for these camps? All those kind of issues. Let's touch on that in a half an hour.
Yes, we'll be right back. Back to you, Dan Brangino. Stay tuned, guys. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron with the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are chatting with Chad. So Chad, let's say that I have a fatherless child in my home, and I reached out to you to attend your camp. Can you walk me through what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So when a mom or an aunt in this situation, grandma, reaches out to me and says, hey, I want my son to be involved in this, first thing I do is I line up a phone call, and it's what I call the intake call. It's just, hey, this is what we're about. This is what we do. This is how we do it. What can you expect out of us? What we expect out of you? What we expect out of the camper? And during this conversation, there's a couple pieces I always share. It's always kind of embarrassing to mom, so I always like to throw it out ahead of time. I always get two questions. One is, where do we find our mentors? Like, who's going to be speaking in my son's life? And two, how much does it cost? Because that's, I think, the number one reason I don't get a phone call from a mom saying, I want my son to be part of this, is they have a fear of the expense.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all of our mentors, they're nationally background checked, ministry safe certified, 14-page policy procedure manual, and they have to commit a year to being a mentor as a minimum with a 75% show rate. being connected with these young men are so, so important. And so ones that don't commit to it, it does more damage than it does good.
Oh, yeah.
The second question I always get is, how much does it cost? And I do majority of our own fundraising, but we're financially supported by people like you and I that come in and they say, hey, I want to sponsor a camper at about $50 a month. I want to sponsor a camp itself that's, you know, whatever the cost is for that specific camp. But we're 100% donor funded. And so the fact that moms don't carry a financial burden to get their sons to camp. So we cover all the expenses, food during the day, any supplies needed. And that's all covered by us, by the donors that say, hey, we want to love on this community.
You said something a little bit ago, Chad, that it was really powerful for me when you said it, that your volunteers, your mentors are committed for a full year. If I was in a house, and fortunately I wasn't, but if I was in a house where dad wasn't present, and all of a sudden along comes this person that's going to be the dad figure in my life, and that person isn't there, they're not committed, it's just one more person that left my life. It just continues the trauma cycle. So I'm so glad you guys did
that. Exactly.
That is huge. So how can our listeners help support you?
Really, right now we have a fundraising campaign going on. We need about 8 more people at $50 a month. We need 9 more people at $100 a month, 5 people at $250 a month, and 5 people at $500 a month to allow our expansion. Oregon, we actually just added 4 new campers in the last about 60 days, which is a lot of expense. And we're looking at multiplying out there. And so Oregon, and it can, you know, we're in 5 states. So that's what we need nationally. But funds can be directed by the state that somebody wants to support.
We're running low on time. What's your website again, Chad?
It's Advance, ADVANCE, Camp, CAMP, USA.com.
And people can donate there?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And if you guys didn't catch any of that information or you need the link to the website, email me, amanda@kslm.news, and I will get that over to you. Thank you so much, Chad. I appreciate everything that you're doing for the kids.
Thank you.